live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrow.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Graham Bruce is the chairman of the volunteer team at Bourne Windmill and is one of the Cambridge past, present and future volunteers who help maintain the mill. During a recent routine inspection, evidence of rot in the main structure was found, which needs urgent repair and further investigation. I spoke to Graham to find out more. Bourne Windmill is one of the oldest windmills in the UK. Can you give us a bit of a background of it and why it's a very important, this fundraiser that you're looking to do now?
Yes, yes, it is one of the oldest mills. It's actually of a medieval design. And whilst we don't know exactly how old it is, there are records to show that in 1636 it was sold from John Cook to Thomas Cook. So the fact that it's a medieval design and it was sold in 1636 means it must have been in existence well before that. Naturally, this type of windmill, there's about five in Cambridgeshire and something like 45 to 46 in the country. So there's not many of these left. It's a post mill. And so it's important that we preserve this wonderfully, this wonderful historic monument.
Yeah, so it's owned by the charity Cambridge Past, Present and Future, isn't it? And you have a group of you that volunteer for the looking after it. Now, what happened this year then that's made you kind of worried about the state of the mill?
Yes, as you said, there's a group of us volunteers. There's a group that Kate Armstrong looks after, for example, the actual volunteer rota and looking at and doing teas and things like that. I look after the technical side of things with regards to maintenance and the training of the guys that go around the mill. Every year we do a maintenance inspection, and that's basically looking around internally and externally to see if there's anything that looks amiss. A few years ago, about 5-6 years ago, we noticed some serious cracking on what are called the cross trees, which are the horizontal beams supporting the main post. These were at the end of the beams. Further inspection showed that there was some serious decay of the wood inside, and so that was dug out and replaced. On inspection this year, we noticed some cracking on the sort of bitumen that covers the wooden support, these wooden cross trees. And the gentleman from the CPPF actually used a screwdriver to just pry it up to have a look and found some rather nasty material, like looking like concrete. Sort of resinous sand and cement mixture. On further investigation, this was found to be really quite extensive and considerable decay within the wood as well. So that's when the alarm bells were rung.
And so at that point, you applied to the Historic England for some help, like an emergency fund to investigate this further. Is that correct?
Well, we then got in some other people, some experts to have a look, a millwright, etc. And we looked at all four cross trees, and they were seriously affected and decayed. And we therefore were very concerned as to the actual stability of the mill currently and obviously long term. So a decision was taken to close the mill, so it's not open to visitors or anything like that, and to start extensive research as to what we need to do. And therefore, Historic England was approached.
They've given you a grant for the intermediate to do some sort of very quick repairs, but now you're fundraising, aren't you, to do the further research work that might be needed and obviously then perhaps a complete restoration?
Well, the way it's going at the moment, they've given us something like about 22,500, and we have to raise probably about another 9,000 on top of that just for the first phase. The first phase is designing the support network we need to have to put up, which is a type of scaffold, to basically take the whole weight of the windmill off what we call the trestle, which is those cross trees and those angular quarter bars that support the post. Once that's been done and the mill has been fully supported, then further investigation can take place and really sort of digging into the support beams to see exactly the extent of the damage. Once that's been done, then the experts hopefully can then come up with a solution as to what needs to be done. And then there'll be further money needed to then activate that.
Yeah, I guess until they can take the weight off it, it's too dangerous to even and look at these cross beams and see what's wrong with them.
Yes, we daren't run that risk. That's the point.
Yeah.
You know, for safety. We the last thing we want is the mill to collapse in any way. Probably, we're a long way from that, but it's being absolutely safe.
Yeah, and so Cambridge Past, Present and Future have launched a fundraising appeal, haven't they, to try and raise the money needed for this investigation. And can you tell us any more about that?
Well, we actually had a meeting yesterday with a member of the CPPF to discuss the options, and that's going ahead. I was part of a video done to promote the windmill, and that's gone out on Facebook and Twitter, and they're exploring all sorts of angles as to where the money can come in. And basically, we're looking for anybody that wishes to donate to the Bourne Mill to help us on this project.
So it's this CambridgePPF.org/appeal/save Bourne Windmill appeal.
Yes.
So if anyone wants to help raise that for this very important historic monument and something that we kind of take for granted when we're in Cambridge, I guess.
Well, yes, and people have driven past it and they see this windmill but don't necessarily know the history behind it. And, you know, we in the village would be very disappointed if it fell into disrepair. And to give you an example of a link to it, when I first moved into the village in 95, I met a gentleman in the local pub, and on chatting with him, he could actually remember coming to the mill with his father delivering grain before it closed in 1926. And I think that's just a delightful link.
Absolutely, that's amazing. Oh, thank you very much for that, Graham, and good luck with all the repairs and the fundraising. I'm sure you will make that fundraising target and we'll be able to look at the mill for many years to come. So thank you very much for all your time.
I certainly hope so. Thank you very much indeed.
Cambridge 105 Radio.